Greetings, everyone. This is Terry Naturally with another edition of Terry Talks Nutrition. We're here every weekend. Same time, same station. You can't lose us. We're here for you. And we're here for you to know more about how you can be healthier, have a longer life, but with a quality of life. We don't want a longer life if we have to live a life of suffering filled with illnesses and sickness. We want a high quality of life. And that's what I hope we bring you. I hope we bring you ideas how you can become healthier. And you know, I've always said, no one is responsible for our health but ourselves. We are the ones that create our health. Now, I don't think anybody ever stops to think about that. Do you know that every morsel of food you swallow should nourish your body? Every piece of food is filled with chemicals, natural chemicals, amino acids, vitamins, minerals, accessory food factors, nutrients, polyphenols, all the nutrients that our body requires to be healthy. We can't put junk into our body, a lot of refined carbohydrates, sugar, and expect us to be healthy. Because the refined carbohydrates are stripped of nutrients like blanched flour, flour from grains that are refined and processed. All the nutrients are taken out of it. It'll never spoil. You can put white flour on a shelf and it'll never spoil. There's nothing to spoil in it. Everything has been taken out. So we need food that is loaded and dense with natural nutrients to feed our body, to make every one of our cells healthy. But just think about this. On the average, every man and woman consumes about 200 to 250 pounds of sugar annually, each individual. And some may be even eating more because there's a lot of people that don't eat sugar. I do not eat sugar. So someone is eating our sugar because it's based on a national average. And based on a national average, each man and woman in the United States consumes about 133 pounds of carbohydrates annually. Now, all that carbohydrates that we consume can only be consumed and converted to food accessories, and it's converted to sugar. All carbohydrates. It's just another name for sugar. The carbohydrates have to go through the liver to be converted into sugar and then has to be metabolized by insulin. So every man and woman in the United States that has insulin sensitivity or insulin resistance and high blood sugar are those with type 2 diabetes and pre-diabetes. Now, both groups of people, insulin resistance and high blood sugar. Now, all these people that are taking Wegovy, all these types of drugs that everybody is so hyped about today. Everybody wants to get on the bandwagon. Oh, I lost 35 pounds and some lost up to 55 pounds. And you know, all that weight that they're losing, about 35% of all that weight they're losing is based on muscle loss. With these drugs, they're losing muscles. Up to 35 to 50% of the weight they lose is pure muscle in all weight loss. So if you're going to lose weight, make sure you're going to lose weight forever. Not ongoing, but don't go up and down. Don't lose weight 25, 35, 40 pounds, and then put 25, 35, 40 pounds back on again. Because when you lose weight, you're losing muscle. When you gain weight, you gain fat. You don't gain muscle. You only gain muscle through exercise. So you have to learn to be healthy. And I hope that this show brings you some evidence of how you can become healthier, not by taking drugs, not by taking Ozempic, not by taking Wegovy. Be serious about your health. You can lose weight. I know some people say, I can't lose weight. I've tried over and over and over again. I can't lose weight. Because you're not changing your lifestyle. You're not changing the food that you're eating. You're eating the same kind of food, but less. And that doesn't help you lose weight. So you'll never win. You have to change the quality of your food that you're eating. Changing your patterns. Change your diet to change your health. Mentally or physically, you can improve dramatically by changing the food that you're eating, the quality of food that you're eating, reducing the carbohydrates, reducing the sugar, and eating high quality protein, high quality fats, and very low carbohydrates, and absolutely no sugar. Why do you need sugar? Why do you need something that's sweet? I know it's a change of your life, but what do you want? Do you want to be healthy? Do you want to be free of sickness and illnesses? You know, all these illnesses are optional. Type 2 diabetes is optional. Pre-diabetes is optional. High blood pressure is optional. Obesity is optional. All these conditions are based on the choices we make every day. Every day we influence our health, good or bad. I would like to influence it as good. That what we are eating makes a huge difference in the quality of life that we produce by the choices we make. You're in control. Nobody but you. Nobody but you are in control of your health. The doctor doesn't have the skills or the education to help you become healthy. Drugs will never make you healthy. And they'll leave you with other major side effects that you may need other drugs to compensate for the side effects that you have from the original drug. It's a merry-go-round. Take one drug and soon you'll be on two or three or four. It's a never-ending merry-go-round. If you're sick of being sick, if you're sick of being tired, if you're tired of being sick, now is the time to change. You are in control. What do you want? Do you really, really want to be healthy? Then some of these things you can adopt in your life. Change the quality of your diet. Start exercising. Even just 15 or 20 minutes a day of a walk, or swimming, or biking, doing something that'll make your body move. Even 10 minutes has been proven scientifically that it's an improvement of your health, improvement of your body chemistry to lose weight more easily. You are in charge. Stay in charge. It's so easy to go to a doctor and get a drug. Look at all the TV. All the drugs. You can see so many drugs advertised for losing weight. Oh yes, they say it's for blood sugar level control and A1C control. But obviously, they're trying to hook you on the fact that, oh, I lost 35 pounds. And some lost up to 55 pounds. They hook you. They know that's what you want to do. So they'll know that you'll jump on the bandwagon of these drugs because they help you lose weight. But what about all the side effects? You can't take a drug without some form of side effects. And we're here every weekend to help you understand more about how you can change your life. And we don't make this stuff up. Whatever I share with you is a major scientific study or clinical study. I don't make this stuff up. I don't dream this stuff up. I live it because I believe it. And I have major, major changes in my life over the last 60, 70 years. I was very, very unhealthy, very out of shape, overweight, ate all the junk food. I would probably say candy could be one of my major dishes at dinner. Truly, I ate nothing but junk. It makes you weak, makes you unhealthy, makes you out of shape, makes you prone for every major disease, very unhealthy. And I'm just so thankful that I've had people in my life that changed my life and got me to realize that what I'm eating makes who I am. What goes into your body produces the healthiness of your cells, prevents disease. Now, if you're really, really unhealthy, you are sick, you have plenty of illnesses, maybe you have type 2 diabetes, maybe you have cancer, maybe you have cardiovascular disease, maybe you have atherosclerosis, maybe you're way overweight, maybe you're obese. But you can make huge changes by reducing your carbohydrates and sugar down to zero or less than 20 grams per day. But if you want to be really healthy, and you are still relatively healthy, but you want to prevent diseases, you want to maintain that health you have, then drop your carbohydrates, but not nearly to zero or to 20 grams, but to at least 75 grams of carbohydrates daily. Carbohydrates and sugar, ultimately, silently, over time, is killing you. The carbohydrates are not killing you. The sugar is not killing you. But what carbohydrates and sugar does to your body is killing you. Stop the poison now. Get off the poison now. Convert to really healthy foods. Fruits, vegetables, high quality animal protein, high quality fats, and reduce drastically the carbohydrates and sugar. This is based on thousands and thousands of people that have gone through observational studies, case studies, clinical studies. They're all there. But you're reading the wrong books. You're reading the wrong studies. So I'm trying to bring that to you, that you don't have to dig through studies, that you don't have to read books. I know you don't have time. Just taking care of your family takes most of your time. So I'm trying to nip that you don't have to go through all that trouble. I'm hopefully that I'm bringing you good information over time. And even for your animals, they need care as much as we do. So I'm going to start the program off this morning with healthy information on bladder control for dogs. Bladder control. And a closer look at the blood-brain barrier, commonly referred to as BBB, blood-brain barrier. What is that? And the unexpected effect of menopause. Not only hot flashes, hot sweats, night sweats, but dry mouth. And two new studies on vitamin D. Herb of the day. I'll talk about pomegranate. No more synthetic dyes in food. Saw a brand new article today on all the dyes that are being taken out of foods. So you had a heart attack. Now what? Sleep problems. Pain at night. Pain keeps people up all night or quite often through the night. So we were talking about all the problems that we can have with these issues. Now, canine, referring to dogs, bladder dysfunction. incontinence in dogs. Very common in sprayed female dogs. Spraying is the removal of a female dog's uterus and ovaries to prevent reduction and reproduction. May affect up to 20% of all sprayed dogs, especially large breed dogs. The larger the dog, the more problems they'll have. Cancer shows up more in large sprayed dogs. So some of the symptoms of bladder dysfunction in dogs: dribbling, urinary dribbling, involuntary loss of urine, behavioral changes of signs of discomfort. Some of the other reasons dogs experience urinary incontinence include age. The older the dog becomes, the more problems you have with canine bladder dysfunction. Anxiety, diabetes, bladder infection. Now, one of the best scientific studies I've seen for dogs, there's an herb called Angelica, spelled A-N-G-E-L-I-C-A, Angelica, for bladder control. And one of the largest countries in the world where Angelica grows wild. It has been grown wild in Iceland since the Viking days. And now it is such a big crop for Iceland that the government controls the growing of Angelica. They want to maintain that it's very clean, pure growing conditions. They don't want somebody to take over it that financially will gain from it. So the government controls the growing of Angelica and how much is grown and how much can be cultivated. And it's found extensively all over the island of Iceland. They rotate harvesting areas so no area becomes depleted. They control the growing of Angelica. Now, this is a very special form of Angelica. It's called Angelica archangelica. Now, I've talked about Angelica many times in the past because it's one of the most powerful herbs for both animals and humans for controlling incontinence, for interstitial cystitis, for dribbling, both for men and women. But this is Angelica archangelica. I've had people contact me and say, Terry, I heard you on the radio. You were talking about Angelica. I bought it and it doesn't work at all. And that is very strange. So I contact them and ask them what kind of Angelica did they buy. And many, many times they'll tell me they bought Angelica sinensis. Now that's a wonderful herb for female complaints, but it's not for incontinence. Angelica sinensis has more of an effect on hormone-related conditions in women. So Angelica is very well known as a treatment for bladder dysfunction. Now there's a group of compounds that are manufactured by 5-Lux. They're called leukotrienes. And what Angelica does, it inhibits the leukotrienes. And these are compounds which trigger smooth muscle relaxation. Leukotrienes are active in the lungs, the arteries, and the bladder. In human clinical trials, now I'm not just giving you off the top of my head. I'm not giving you something off the cuff or something that I thought was valuable. I can't rely on my being valuable in terms of giving you information unless I know I can scientifically report to you that it's true. And in human clinical trials, it reduced the need to urinate and increased bladder volume That's amazing. It makes the muscles that attach from the bladder to the wall by a huge quantity of value. And you only need a very small dose. It's just amazing that some of these herbs can be used at such a small milligram, but still be highly effective. You don't need ounces. You don't need large quantities of these highly concentrated, standardized herbal medicines. 100 milligrams daily for all size dogs. All size dogs, 100 milligrams. This is quite amazing. So look for a product called Angelica. 100 milligram dosage. And 100 milligram dosage anytime during the day will reduce their tendency to urinate or dribble. Sometimes dogs can lie down and go to such a sound sleep, they actually wake up and their fur is wet. They don't even know they urinated. They're not trying to be, they're not trying to be mean to you. They really don't even know they're doing it. You have to have pity on them. You have to find a way to help them, even to make sure that they're not taking advantage of the situation. Now, 100 milligrams daily is going to work extremely well for all size dogs, and it doesn't make any difference throughout the day. Give them any time you want. So usually that's one capsule daily for dogs, any size dogs. Now, they still may have a tendency to urinate, but it would be reduced drastically. So look for this product someplace in the health food industry. Now I want you to take a closer look at the blood-brain barrier. What is the blood-brain barrier? The brain is the most complex organ in the human body. It contains a network of over 89 billion neurons, which are specialized cells of the brain and nerves. Neurons send the messages that control thought and behavior. One neuron can launch up to 1,000 signals in a second. Every second, 1,000 signals. But the brain is protected from the outside by the skull, the bony tissue. And on the inside, by a barrier called the blood-brain barrier. The blood-brain barrier is a very unique system. It's tightly locked layers of cells, like a filter, that line the blood vessels running through the brain. And what is the blood-brain barrier for? Well, it allows what the brain needs to get through, like oxygen. Oxygen has to go through the blood-brain barrier. The brain would suffer without oxygen. But the blood-brain barrier also maintains healthy function by keeping out what can harm it, like bacteria, like viruses, like toxins. All these will cause destruction in the brain. So can natural medicines actually cross the blood-brain barrier? Generally, only fat-soluble, small-sized particles can get past the blood-brain barrier. One natural medicine for the brain that is proven to cross the blood-brain barrier is curcumin. And we've heard about curcumin many, many times and I'll speak of it many, many, many more times. Curcumin is one of the most powerful natural medicines. I guess sometimes if you only had to choose two or three, curcumin would be at least one of the two or three. Absolutely. It can affect 20 different indications. It's an antioxidant, one of the most powerful antioxidants. It's one of the most powerful anti-inflammatories. Very powerful in all of these issues. So don't go away, my friends. I've got lots more to share with you. I'm going to be back here in just a few minutes. So stay with me. We're going to pause here for some station identification and also some commercials. And we'll be right back right here, right after this. And welcome back, my friends. We're back in our second half of the program. We'll be here to the top of the hour. And we have lots more to share with you. I wish I had more time to share with you. We're here for an hour at a time. Every weekend, same time, same station. You can join us right here on Terry Talks Nutrition. I'm Terry Naturally, and I love sharing information with you. I do research all day. I write. I research. I study research studies. I want to know more. I want to share more with you. And right now, I'm sharing with you one of the most powerful natural medicines called curcumin. And it has been proven to cross the blood-brain barrier. And actually, researchers looked at the ability of curcumin. And you know, curcumin is very, very difficult to be absorbed systemically. So when you eat something, or you take a supplement like curcumin, it's in the stomach and then in the intestinal tract. And from there, it's absorbed into the bloodstream through a very single cell structure of the intestines into the bloodstream. But sometimes all these natural substances, including synthetic drugs, are very, very poorly absorbed. They do not get out of the intestinal tract. They do not enter the bloodstream. They do not pass the blood-brain barrier. So researchers are trying to determine what else could be added to curcumin to allow curcumin a better form, a better percentage of absorption. And they have found that turmeric, part of the turmeric plant, the essential oils that are extracted from turmeric, which is used to protect against the effects of aluminum toxicity in an animal model. So this causes an increased absorption of curcumin, up to 700%. 700% increase in absorption. Fantastic. And exposure to aluminum was associated with a 90% reduction in memory. 90% reduction. So you want to avoid aluminum in all of its form. 90% reduction in memory, learning test performance that was nearly eliminated by treating with curcumin plus turmeric essential oil. So when you look for curcumin and you want the most studied form of curcumin, the last time I looked up this form of curcumin, which is blended to turmeric essential oil, so you want the curcumin that also adds turmeric essential oil to curcumin. And I found that there's over 90 studies just on this very excellent form of curcumin. And the scores for the group that was exposed to aluminum but treated with curcumin and turmeric essential oil were nearly the same as animals that had not been exposed to curcumin, aluminum. And additionally, brain levels of curcumin were almost 14 times higher in the curcumin turmeric essential oil group than in the group treated with standard curcumin extract. So when you find a curcumin that is bound and blended with turmeric essential oil, it's 14 times higher in absorption through the brain, blood-brain barrier, in a combination of this oil group and curcumin, than in the group treated with just standard curcumin extract. So how do you use curcumin? Well, first of all, you want to know, and I find this very fascinating, curcumin is not turmeric. There's only about 2 to 4% of curcumin in the plant, and it's found in the plant roots, or more commonly known as the rhizome of the plant. So curcumin is the medicine of the plant. Not all compounds that are found in plants have a medicinal effect. So this curcumin that's extracted from the plant turmeric, which is the common spice. I love the spice. I sprinkle it on all of my foods. My eggs, my meat, whatever I'm eating, I make sure I have plenty of the spice. I love the taste of it. I love what it does for me. But it's a spice. It's not a medicine. The medicine is derived when they extract curcumin in very, very high quantities, like up to 95% pure curcumin. And then combine it with turmeric essential oil to boost, dramatically increase absorption into the brain and body. How much you need a day? Well, everybody is different. Not everybody is going to require the same amount. But from the research that I've learned from the research team at City of Hope Hospital in Los Angeles, they recommend this form of curcumin bound to turmeric essential oils in a soft gel capsule, because it's liquid, 750 milligrams, which contains 500 milligrams of curcuminoids. There are three curcuminoids, and the main one is curcumin. Now, 750 milligrams at least daily, and people that have a more serious condition, like cancer, the dosage used in human clinical trials for arthritis, dementia, and more was up to three soft gel capsules daily. Now, other natural compounds that can cross the blood-brain barrier effectively, safely, and with great results. CoQ10, resveratrol, and vitamin D, vitamin D3. And OPCs, oligomeric proanthocyanins, short OPCs, from grape seed extract, can cross the blood-brain barrier and also help to strengthen it. It's a very powerful antioxidant, twice the effect of curcumin, and very powerful anti-inflammatory. But I will have to say curcumin is a better anti-inflammatory. So if you're thinking about pain or inflammation, curcumin is a great, great combination. Now, for personally myself, from all the research I've learned from the doctors at City of Hope Hospital and all the studies I've looked at, and there have been over 25,000 studies on curcumin. but I like them both. OPCs from grapeseed extract is water soluble. What does that mean? Well, fat soluble, because it is fat, is more difficult to be absorbed. So somehow we have to break down the fat. And the turmeric essential oil breaks down the fat. We have to use some kind of, almost like a soap, to break it down. But OPCs are water soluble. So what I do is I like curcumin and OPCs from grapeseed extract together. It makes a beautiful combination for crossing the blood-brain barrier and also to help strengthen it. Now, unfortunately, women that go through menopause have to go through so many other different little side effects of menopause. Menopause is a natural process. It's not a disease. It's the stopping of the production of estrogen. Women are going through their crisis, going through the change of life. But there are some unexpected effects, not just hot flashes, not just night sweats, not just irritability. And sometimes there are so many jokes made about menopause, but it's nothing to be laughing about. Women go through a tremendous amount of change. But now they have found dry mouth is one of the major side effects of menopause. Menopause and oral health. As hormones are reduced, the changing hormone levels can affect the salivary glands, causing a decrease in saliva production. However, in a recent study of women aged 50 and older, over 90% of the respondents didn't know that a dry mouth could be a symptom of menopause. Increased tooth decay and gum disease, decreased jawbone density, tooth loss, and receding gums are also more common after menopause. How do we relieve dry mouth? Do you have dry mouth? Are you always drinking water? Are you always dry? You wake up at night, if you're a mouth breather, and your mouth is completely dried out, there's a very special form of fatty acid. Now, many of you know omega-3 fatty acid, commonly from fish. Omega-6, omega-9, omega-5. Now, maybe many of you have not heard of omega-7 fatty acid. And this comes from a berry called the sea buckthorn berry. S-E-A, not like vitamin C. Sea buckthorn oil. They press the oil out of the berry, not out of the seeds. There's also oil in the seeds of the buckthorn. But there you have omega-3, 6, 9. The oil is found in the flesh of the berry. And it has been shown to restore moisture to dry tissues throughout the entire body. In clinical trials, omega-7 successfully treated dry skin, dry eyes, dry mouth, and dry vaginal tissue for basic health maintenance. I would say take about 500 milligrams daily at least. A lot of the research that was done in Finland and the Scandinavian countries used 500 milligrams up to 4 times daily. That would be 2,000 milligrams daily and is considered the treatment dosage for more serious problems. But you could start with 500 milligrams daily. And if that does not eliminate the problem of dry mouth, dry eyes, dry vagina, you can increase the dosage up to 4 capsules daily or even 6 capsules daily. There are no side effects. It's absolutely safe and no other abnormal conditions. So you can use 2,000 to 3,000 milligrams daily. Now we all know how valuable vitamin D is. It's so important that the Creator made a process for us that vitamin D is produced in the body by a combination of the sun that radiates on the cholesterol underneath the skin as we bare the skin to the sun. So cholesterol is so important, I would never, never tell you to reduce the dosage of cholesterol. I talked to a lot of doctors. And I said, how high would you allow cholesterol to go up in a patient before you would recommend to reduce it? I heard up to 1,000 milligrams. Cholesterol is valuable in so many different ways. It's not the enemy. More people die from low cholesterol than high cholesterol. And now researchers in Denmark identified over 80,000 people born between 1981 and 2005 who had been diagnosed with mental illness. They compared the recorded vitamin D levels of these people at birth with the vitamin D levels of babies who did not develop mental illnesses. The results of these studies, the lower the vitamin D levels at birth, the lower the vitamin D levels at birth, the greater the risk of mental disease, schizophrenia, ADHD, depression, autism, later in life. This study confirms early research which found that children born to women with low vitamin D levels during pregnancy were 1.5 times more likely to develop ADHD versus kids born to moms with normal vitamin D levels. And talking about vitamin D, we can also add colon cancer. Researchers looked for publications of studies of people with colon cancer or at high risk of colon cancer whose treatment included supplemental vitamin D. They found 50 studies that met this criteria, this description. Their results show that high vitamin D intake, high vitamin D intake. Most studies classified high as 500 IUs daily or more. Reduce risk of colon cancer by 50 to 60%. Do you know a drug that can do that? Do you know a drug that has no known side effects that can reduce the risk of colon cancer by 50 to 60%? Vitamin D does just that. And the average American gets 200 to 300 IU of dietary vitamin D levels. And most alternative experts that study nutrition have an opinion on vitamin D supplementation, suggest at least 5,000 of vitamin D3 daily is optimal. So 10 times more. So don't be afraid of vitamin D. There's no toxic levels to it, unless you're going to hundreds of thousands of units 5,000, 10,000, even many physicians recommend 20,000 IU daily for optimal intake. Wow, getting petroleum-based synthetic food dyes finally out of the food supply. Goodbye, synthetic colors. Nice to get rid of you. About time. About 35, 40 years too late. And earlier this year, FDA asked food manufacturers to begin removing synthetic food coloring from products, including red number 2, red number 40, and yellow number 5. In May, FDA approved 3 natural colors: blue from an algae extract, blue-purple from butterfly pea flower, and white from the mineral calcium phosphate. Now FDA is advising that the synthetic colors must be phased out by the end of 2026. Good riddance. These have caused so many mental side effects, allergies, all kinds of complications. And finally, we're just now extracting them from the food supply. So you had a heart attack. Now what? Well, most people that had a heart attack should sit less. Move more to prevent an additional heart attack. About 20% of people who have a heart attack will experience another one in the next 5 years. And 50% of the people that have a first heart attack will be the only one they'll ever have, because the first heart attack will kill them. And in a new study, researchers found one important factor for preventing a second heart attack. And it's free. And no side effects. Won't cost you a dime unless you choose to spend money on it. These researchers followed over 600 people who wore fitness trackers after experiencing a heart attack. And the result of this experiment: those who are the most sedentary, having very little activity, not moving much, were 2.5 times more likely to have another heart attack within the next 5 years, or die within 1 year of their initial heart attack. So replacing 30 minutes of this sedentary time daily with light physical activity reduced the risk of a heart attack, second heart attack, by 50%. Replacing 30 minutes of sedentary time daily with mild to moderate. You don't have to go overboard. You don't have to run marathons. You don't have to kill yourself trying to exercise. Doing things in a moderate manner. And the studies that shows that replacing the sedentary time daily with mild to moderate physical activity reduced the risk of a second heart attack by 61%. Now, you can say no to this. You can say no to a lot of things. You can say no to changing your diet. You can say no to giving up carbohydrates and sugar. Actually, carbohydrates and sugar are another additional cause for heart attacks, for heart disease, for cardiovascular disease, for atherosclerosis. Sugar and carbohydrates are not killers in themselves, but they create a mechanism in the body that changes the metabolism that causes death in time. So now think about what you could do. Start exercising, mildly to moderate. Change in your diet. Get rid of the carbohydrates and the sugar. Get rid of the sweets and junk and ice cream and all the stuff that's not healthy for you. And not only would you reduce the risk of a heart attack, the second heart attack, by 61%, you may jump up to 70 to 80%. You have the choice. You're in control. You can say, hell no, I'm not going to exercise. I'm not giving up my sweets. I'm not giving up sugar. I'm not giving up carbohydrates. I like the way I live. It may be a lot shorter than you thought. You may not live as long as you could have, and especially in a very high quality of life. So just think about yourself, because you're the only one that can change yourself. So with that, my friends, I'm all out of time. I've got to run. But I want to remind you to say a prayer for this crazy, crazy world. Let's see if we can make some changes for the better. So God bless you, my friends, and God bless this great America.